Coming up this half hour, how to stay positive for your dog under stress. We'll learn creative ways to keep your senior dog active and get tips on clean eating for pets. It seems like everyone is stressed out these days. Bryn Noel at Dogster has these suggestions for how to stay positive for your pup. 4 ways to stay positive and get help when facing new dog, medical, training, or aging challenges. Dogs bring us joy, companionship, pure goofy dog comedy, and having a snuggle buddy are ways dogs can add happiness to our lives. Dog ownership also includes difficult moments, resulting in anxiety and feelings of hopelessness and frustration. As an active volunteer with local animal rescues and the national nonprofit Pinups for Pit Bulls, I see stories of struggles people face with foster pets or recently adopted dogs. Issues like dog reactivity, medical concerns, and training hurdles are peppered in my Facebook feed every time I scroll. I also regularly see posts about people's aging pets and the myriad of issues that can stem from their advanced age. We bring dogs into our lives because we recognize that the positives far outweigh the negatives. Even so, struggles can sometimes cloud that context. Thankfully, we're not alone. I spoke with a trainer, a licensed psychologist, a veterinarian, and a college instructor with a background in positive psychology in order to give you 4 different ways to help you to keep up about your pup. First, get a support system. Integrative veterinarian Dr. Julie Busby shares, "When I work with dog owners that are thriving, it's because they have a support system. It could be in the home, a relationship with pet sitters, a connection with a veterinary team, and online friends who understand their experience. The important part is they have to learn they have a team that they draw strength from. It takes time to establish connections, but the reward allows pet owners to not feel isolated when dealing with any number of issues. There are resources that can help you regardless of the issue," says Victoria Meyer, certified dog trainer and behavior specialist with Mischief Managed Dog Training in Fishkill, New York. "Those resources wouldn't be successful if they pass judgment. It might be intimidating to reach out for help, but the benefits for you and your dog will have lasting positive effects. Your team can also provide a respite, a safe space where you know you can ask tough questions and receive answers with you and your dog's best interest in the forefront. Use a new lens. I don't have children, but I have nieces and nephews. When I visit them, I can see how much they've grown in a way that their parents can't see. They're with their children every day, and their growth may be hard to recognize, like not being able to see the forest for the trees. The same is true with our pets. Taking the time to appreciate and acknowledge tiny accomplishments and areas of growth is more valuable than worrying about the long-term goal." Dr. Busby relates to this subject by reminding us to take a lesson from our dogs by living in the moment. You can't ignore the reality of what you're going through, but if you allow yourself to live in the moment and appreciate little moments of joy, you'll be less consumed by what-if scenarios that you can't control. Victoria, paired with a difficult dog while in school for her dog training certification, would often end her day exhausted and with fresh bruises. Through the extensive training, she reminded herself that my current struggle is temporary and that tomorrow is going to be better. She uses that context to inform her clients. "We haven't had a first chance yet for this to be our last resort," she said. She shares with clients that her training wasn't perfect, but success doesn't mean being perfect each time. It comes with appreciating the learning moments along the way. Establish social media boundaries. Licensed psychologist Kristen Zaccaro, PhD, reminds us social media breeds comparison, and comparison is the thief of joy. It is a filtered lens where we often only post our best pictures or best moments, when the reality is that life is filled with a spectrum of events. It's important to have this context when using social media. I found myself falling into the comparison trap on Instagram. I'll look at a photo of a dog at the summit of a mountain and think, my dog should be doing that too. Dr. Zuccaro's retort is, should? According to whom? Life with our pets is a journey that isn't linear. Much like preparing for a marathon, even if you walk for a little bit during training, you're still training. While social media can breed comparison, it can be a valuable tool. Karen Zinter, MAPP, is a psychology instructor at Holyoke Community College in Massachusetts. She shares, social media allows us to connect with people we may not see in real life. Human connection can help us to grow our village of people with like minds and circumstances. Karen also reminds us to recognize our triggers, what's leading to joy and what's leading to stress. If being a member of a certain group or a friend with certain people is causing anxiety, it's okay to set boundaries or block posts. Setting a timer for scrolling allows your time to be used in a positive and constructive manner. Don't forget to play. You can see the obvious value in play because it's what kids and puppies do naturally, says Karen, whose master's degree is in positive psychology. The more opportunities that you can give yourself, such as creating space in your day for play, the more positive emotion you are going to generate. Positive emotion can help you to connect, but it can also help you to problem solve. While you're at play, your brain is still at work in the background. You're more likely to come up with a creative solution if you disengage from a problem and perform an activity that has no stakes attached, purely for enjoyment. Staying up about your pup isn't always easy. It's my hope that with resources like creating a strong network for you and your dog's team, reframing how you view success, using social media as a positive tool, and bringing play into your lives will strengthen your relationship. Our time with each other is finite, and finding joy together is what we hold on to as memories after our dogs have crossed the Rainbow Bridge. Next, here's something for our cat lovers. Have you ever wondered, why are my cat's ears hot? Are you thinking my cat's ears are hot? Is it normal? You're not alone. Here's what hot cat ears mean for your feline's health. And this is from catster.com. Ever thought something along the lines of, my cat's ears are hot, is he sick? Anthropocentric creatures that we are, humans tend to assume, regardless of context, that our own baseline experience of the world is some kind of universal standard, and that any deviation from it is strange, problematic, or worrisome. For example, in an idle moment of couch sitting, you're petting your beloved cat and start mindlessly playing with his ears. Suddenly you're thinking, man, my cat's ears are hot. You've never really noticed that before, and now those hot ears are all you can think about. Cats are warm creatures. No cat owner or fan of cats would dare to deny it. A cat's natural body temperature is several degrees hotter than humans. Anything up to 102.5 degrees Fahrenheit, that's 39.2 degrees Celsius, is considered normal. When playing with cat ears, you are bound to make note of the contrast between what you consider normal and what is typical for the cat. So, if you're sitting here wondering, my cat's ears are hot, is it an issue? Let's take a closer look. Facts on cat ears and temperature. The first thing to know, the temperatures of cat's ears fluctuate based on the animal's surroundings, which is perfectly normal. Unlike most of the surface area of a cat's body, cat ears tend to be thin and exposed, protected by neither a great deal of fur nor by body fat. Their noses are also notoriously changeable. During warmer times of the year, vasodilation increases blood flow to these areas, the better to release excess heat from the body. During colder periods, vasoconstriction does the opposite, to conserve heat. You may think that indoor cats are subject only to the whims of the thermostat, but any cat perched near a window in the daytime is going to experience a temporary hike in both ear and nose temperature. If we look to color point breeds like the Siamese, we can see that our baseline perception of warmth is very different to that of our cats. For these breeds especially, their experience of heat is written on the body. You may know that the unique coat markings of color-pointed cats are expressions of a form of partial albinism, and that all specimens of these breeds are born with white coats. The patches of color develop as the cats mature and are darkest at the coolest parts of its body, typically the ears, nose, and tail. Do those warm cat ears mean your cat has a fever? Some humans might immediately think, if my cat's ears are hot, does he have a fever? Are cat ears reliable gauges for a cat's general health? In cats, even a standard fever from 103.5 degrees Fahrenheit or 39.7 degrees Celsius and upwards is usually nothing to worry about in the short term. The heat increase experienced during a fever is the body's natural way of fighting infective agents like viruses or bacteria and kickstarts the immune system into action. A cat with a normal fever will seek to isolate herself in a cool place, unlikely to be your lap, and remain still with her body splayed out rather than curled up. If a cat's ear temperature is a source of concern, feel the stomach and underarms. If they too are hot to the touch, the cat may have a fever. Since a cat with a true fever will experience increased temperature across the entire body, seek veterinary attention if you observe extreme total body heat for more than 2 days consecutively. If this describes your cat's current conditions, you probably have noticed a number of related signs and symptoms, any of which will be more telling than ear temperature alone. Most cat owners spend enough time with their cats to be familiar with their routines. Is the cat eating less or not finishing her food with her normal alacrity? Does her heartbeat seem quicker than usual? Is she not only hot but also shivering? Any combination of these symptoms points more conclusively to a potentially dangerous health issue. Hot cat ears and fevers of unknown origin. Fevers caused by viral infections in cats may subside as quickly as they arise. Fevers caused by secondary bacterial infections are usually accompanied by wounds that you can easily observe or can be indicated by unnatural areas of swelling if they are internal. If your cat has experienced feverish conditions 4 or more times over the course of 2 weeks, the cat may have what is referred to as a fever of unknown origin. Make careful note of any and all changes, behavioral, physical, and otherwise, including the first time you noticed your cat's ears were hot. That way your vet can begin the process of identifying the problem. Can temperature signal other cat ear problems? Are you wondering, does he have any sort of ear problem? Where cat ear health is concerned, there are always more obvious signs of disorder and disease than hot ears. The most common ear issue is otitis externa, or an infection of the outer ear. Cat ear infections are most frequently traced to 2 sources, ear mites and yeast infections, with mites being the problem in the majority of reported cases. Ear infections may present with ears that are warmer than normal, but this can be attributed to the cat paying them more attention than usual. Abnormal amounts of scratching at an ear with paws or intently rubbing them against furniture will necessarily raise their temperature and cause reddening. Whether the source of the infection is mites or yeast, these microscopic organisms wreak havoc only when conditions are optimal. Excessive buildup of earwax reduces ventilation and raises the internal temperature of the ear canal. The pinna, or the outer part of the ear that you see and touch, may become warmer as well, but it is the heat inside that permits mites and fungi to flourish. Symptoms of an ear infection more alarming than warmth include dark colored discharge and a strange pungent smell. Bottom line, don't be stressed if your cat's ears are hot. Cat ears are fascinating organs. Heavily muscled, in spite of their delicate appearance, each is capable of moving and turning independently of the other. Subject to the vicissitudes of their environment, the external temperature of the pinnae varies wildly. A cat can have warm ears 1 hour and cool ones the next. If the heat emanating from one or both cat ears is a cause for concern, don't panic. Look at the whole cat before you call the vet. Discoloration in and around the ear canal can alert you to serious issues, along with marked shifts in behavior and unusual odors. And now, for the portion of the program I like to call, Don't Eat That! For your cat, Clean Eating for Better Health, written by Arden Moore at Catster. My four indoor cats, ranging in age from 8 months to 14 years, count on me to make smart and nutritious food choices for them. And I'm betting your cats count on you, too. After all, the most direct path to good health for your cat starts with what you put in their food bowls. Welcome to the emerging clean pet food revolution that focuses on making affordable and clean food choices to ensure your cat sports a shiny coat, well-operating organs, and limber joints that help them live well into his senior years. Clean eating made easy. You are what you eat, and so is your cat, says Dr. Judy Morgan, a veterinarian who operates a holistic pet health care practice in Woodstown, New Jersey, and is also a pet food cookbook author and certified veterinary food therapist. Cats and dogs deserve to eat clean, and by that I mean real food you can identify by looking at it and not highly processed food filled with preservatives. Dr. Ernie Ward, a leading veterinarian in pet nutrition and founder of the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention, strongly agrees. The bottom line is that the clean pet food movement is a new step in pet nutrition, he says. Since food is the foundation of health, clean pet food using recognizable ingredients, complex carbohydrates, and high-quality protein sources can help you make decisions that fit your pet's needs and lifestyle. You like the time and money-saving convenience of feeding your cat commercial food, but you see the nutritional benefits of serving top-quality, non-processed proteins to your cat. So how do you accomplish this without taking a big bite out of your family budget? Your cat would benefit by eating organic or grass-fed filet mignon, but who could afford that, says Dr. Jean Hoffa, holistic veterinarian, best-selling author, and founder of the Little Big Cat website. Her dual solutions? Seek out commercial cat food made with all human-grade ingredients or add healthy toppers such as organic ground turkey or sardines to your cat's kibble or canned food meals. Meat is a must. Cats are obligate carnivores. Simply stated, felines thrive best on meat diets. Don't be upset if your cat rejects canine welcome whole foods such as blueberries, steamed green beans, or kale. With cats being carnivores, excess vegetables can change the pH in their urine, Dr. Hoffa cautions. Feline favorites to add as toppers to the commercial diet include organic fish oil, chopped up sardine in oil, anchovies, canned clams, organic grass-fed chicken liver or ground turkey purchased directly from the supermarket butcher. Or make yourself a plain organic turkey burger and give a small amount to your cat. A little goes a long way in terms of being nutritious to your cat, Dr. Hoffa says. For example, you can chop up one sardine and top three meals, or add a dollop of ground turkey to each meal. I recommend getting your fresh meat directly from the butcher to make sure it's free of any additives. Other ideas include adding a spoonful of organic human baby food to your cat's bowl. Organic baby foods, especially the turkey and vegetable or the chicken and vegetable kinds, are ideal because the ingredients have been cooked and pureed and still full of real nutritional value to your cat, she says. On occasion, treat your cat to an egg, suggests Dr. Morgan. Eggs are phenomenal because the yolk contains vitamins A, D, and K, Dr. Morgan explains. Treat your cat to a whole egg, fed hard-boiled or scrambled as a healthy treat. If you have a multi-pet household that includes dogs, like I do, consider treating all to homemade bone broth from free-range meat bones from the butcher. Cook the bone in water slowly and avoid adding onions or salts. Let it cool and pour this cartilage-rich broth over your cat's dry food to add flavor and serve as a needed hydration source. Of course, be sure to consult with your veterinarian about introducing bone broth to your cat, especially if your cat has an underlying health condition. The goal is to boost your cat's nutritional state, not weaken it. Finally, Dr. Morgan encourages you to read the package label carefully. Any ingredient listed after salt is only present in small amounts. Everything below salt is less than 0.5% of the contents, Dr. Morgan says. Make sure that the first five ingredients on the label you can pronounce and recognize, such as salmon or chicken breast. Stay away from meat byproducts or ones that list things like corn in the first few ingredients. Bottom line, what you feed your cat and the amount does matter in terms of your feline friend's overall health. Measure portions and focus on serving up quality proteins for your furry meat eater. Finally, partner with your veterinarian so that together you can select foods and treats best suited for your cat's age, health, and activity level. Your cat just may purr in gratitude. My feline foursome does. From Dogster, Elizabeth Anderson Lopez has these activities for senior dogs. She says, here's how to include dogs that are elderly or otherwise not very mobile in your outings. You don't need to have served in the military to embrace the idea that no old dog left behind. In this case, consider ways to include dogs that are elderly or otherwise not very mobile in your outings. This can include car rides or trips with you in a bike basket, stroller, or even a backpack. Experts say the extra efforts are worth it. If they can't walk, don't isolate them in the house, says Julianne Lee, DCHRCSH, owner of an holistic practitioner at Adored Beast Apothecary in Canada. Take them for rides, stop and buy them a treat, and let them get out and smell for as long as you can. Don't rush them. Let them take their time when they smell something. It's like us reading the newspaper. They're getting so much information from their senses that it's really important. Angela Ardolino, founder of CBD Dog Health, agrees. Don't stop spending time together just because their mobility has decreased, she said. For older dogs, playing in water gives them the ability to get their heart rate up and get their energy out without harsh impact to their joints. I always recommend letting your dog get into water, whether it's a pool, lake, or beach. CBD can help with mobility. I've seen older dogs who stopped walking come to life after taking CBD and get up and run. Finally, Steve Applebaum, president of Animal Behavior College in Valencia, California, shares the steps his family took to include their senior dog in outings. Sam was a 95-pound healthy strapping Labrador that was physically active for the first 13 years of his life. As he got older, The runs became walks, and the walks over time went from 5-mile hikes to 1-mile slow walks. Regardless, he always loved walking in his neighborhood. After a series of strokes made walking more than short distances too difficult, we watched this dog grow despondent if we walked out the gate with our other dogs. I watched this boy drag himself down our driveway, practically begging us to take him. It was heartbreaking. The solution? We purchased a giant wagon designed to haul gardening supplies, lined it with his blankets, and put him in it. Then we pulled the wagon around the neighborhood so Sam could take part. He loved this. Dog owner Doug Krause got a backpack to help Toby continue to go on family hikes. Toby has a bad hip joint and can't go more than a mile, Doug says. Then he gets lifted and he has a bird's eye view. He seems to love it. And finally, in the news, June 26, 2020, Daniel Wallace at Fox News has this report. Tennessee dog turns 20, sets record for oldest living golden retriever in history. A dog in Tennessee has become the oldest known living golden retriever in history after celebrating her 20th birthday in April, according to a recent blog post from the Gold Heart Golden Retrievers Rescue. A golden retriever called August, or Augie, who lives with owners Jennifer and Steve Hedershett in Oakland, Tennessee, turned 20 years old on April 24th. The couple said Augie was born in 2000 and had two previous homes before they adopted her when she was already 14. They figured that most people wouldn't want such an elderly golden, but they had no idea of the upcoming journey they would be on with Augie, the rescue group wrote. They've taken her on RV trips all around the country. She's got several canine and feline siblings, and she gets to play fetch in the pool. On the other hand, Jennifer and Steve have been rewarded with over 6 years of love and loyalty from this wonderful and now record-holding golden. Despite Augie's age, Jennifer Hedershett said her pet is still surprisingly healthy, and although she does get a bit shaky when she first gets up, she can still move around well and enjoys daily walks around the yard. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program, and thanks for listening. Please join me next time, and don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment.